This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. There are times in life when we go and seek out the art that we need. We might stop into a gallery or go to an outdoor concert or sign up for a dance class. Sometimes it takes an extra step to get us in the door. Poet Samaj Brown writes poems, but she's also made it her business to get poetry in front of the people who need it most, and perhaps the people less likely to seek it out. She lives in Flint, where creativity is sometimes more focused on survival than expression, but Samaj reminds us those two things can happen together. Just awarded a fellowship to lead public poetry programs by the American Academy of Poets, we welcome Samaj Brown back to Stateside. Samaj, thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Do you remember where you were when you heard the news?
I was at home. Yes, they called me. And I was perfectly quiet. I said absolutely nothing. I think I was holding my breath. And so then there was this grand pause. And then she said, congratulations. And that's when everything just went kind of crazy. I was like, oh, yeah, true. You know, it was really giddy and really excited. And it was absolutely wonderful. It's such an honor and so grateful.
Part of the focus of your AAP award is something you've been working on called the Poetry Pod Project, P3. Can you explain what it is and who it's for?
Yes, yes, it's for people. It's for children, because children are people, and it's for adults, because they're people, grandparents, people, professionals, people, lay people, people. It's for people. Poetry is for people. It's for the citizenry. It's for all of us. It creates such value in a community. And with the Poetry Pod Project, one of the purposes of the project is to utilize poetry to enhance and to support literacy. We know a healthy community is a literate community. And what better way to support literacy than through poetry, because poetry is fun, it's musical, it's relevant, it's historic, it's all those things wrapped into one. In the world of poetry, you can find everything you need. There's such meaning, expression, and there's a way to heal communities and heal people through writing. If you can express yourself, if you can get it out onto paper or onto a recording, then you have given yourself voice. And having a voice is very important.
So P3 is an online platform. Can you explain how people interact with it?
Certainly. Well, I tell you, P3 didn't start out as an online platform. It became an online platform because of the pandemic. P3 was, I imagined and envisioned myself going to not only to schools, but to churches, anywhere where there was poetry. And then the pandemic hit, and I wanted to continue interacting. So I had to learn the brave new world of Zoom.
Right.
And so I did. And so I created programming that would be online. And so there's four different programs. Right now, there's four different programs for 2021 that the Academy has funded. And one is called Flint Reads Poetry, Poetry Voices of Flint. It creates a poetry gallery, just like an art gallery, where you switch out. Yes, where you switch out the art pieces. We're going to switch out the poems. And they'll be read by ordinary people in Flint. You don't have to be an actress or in theater, or you don't have to be a poet. The first readings are going to come from the Harlem Renaissance, and they'll be read by my partners, which is Zeta chapter of Zeta Phi Beta sorority. In fact, the Academy asked me to name a partner. That had a 501c3 in the Flint area that could help me throughout this year fulfill the mission of these four different works. And so I named the Zeta Foundation. And so Zeta Foundation will be receiving an award as well. And Zeta Beta Zeta, the sorority, they're going to help me.
Why did you choose them?
They're like a little machine. They're very organized. And they're very organized. And they are out in the community all the time working. Sometimes it's they're doing work for at the shelter. Other times they're at the soup kitchen. Then they are doing things, cleaning the streets and the parks. Also, they have programming with the elderly. So they are used to programming and they're used to mobilizing. They have something called Stork's Nest, and that's for teenagers who are pregnant to help make sure they have nutrition and all the services that they need. Mm-hmm. So they are used to programming and execution. So I went to them and I asked them, I told them what I was trying to do and asked would they want to be my partners. And it was a resounding affirmative.
Yeah. What a fun opportunity for them to help show people the creative life in action. I was reading a recent interview you did, and you said that this project, P3, as you mentioned a minute ago, it's for all people. It's not just for young people who are learning about poetry. Why was that important to add?
Well, I thought it was significant because programming oftentimes is directed just to youth, just to children. And I think that, well, that's fine. I have had a great deal of experience working in the community with my husband, who's a family physician. So much of the work that we did was with the family. So if we wanted to affect change, and we were able to affect change in the health sphere, we didn't just work with the children. We worked with the grandparents, and we worked with the parents, the aunties, uncles, cousins. The entire family is involved in change.
Do you ever run into people, adults, who say, well, I don't read poetry. I don't like poetry.
Every day, all the time, even one of the interviewers. So,
oh,
yes.
No.
Yes. So people are always saying to me, Samaj, what do you do about the people who hate poetry? And then they confess. And they say, like me, I don't like it. I like your work, but I don't like other poetry. And I say, well, probably the poetry you were exposed to and the way you were exposed to it was counter to the living. You see, poetry is supposed to be life. Poetry is a manifestation of life in words. Words that are configured in a particular type of manner, in a particular way. So it should resonate. So if you were given poetry in a stale, dead textbook, and you were penalized for not understanding it, and it was dry, and it was just old, and it wasn't relevant, well, of course you don't like poetry. I wouldn't either, eh?
Mm.
But if you were given poetry so that you can feel it, so that you are writing it and you're understanding how to write it. What are the elements? This is no mystery, you know. The poetry wasn't meant originally, at least from the European, Western European perspective, for ordinary people in the first place. We have to go back years and years and years ago. Nor was reading or literacy. So even to this day, sometimes in academic settings, it is, it has been cornered off, and it's supposed to be for this elite few to understand, but it is not. Those days are gone. That's over with. And so we're just kind of blowing all the mystery off from this idea that it's just for the upper crust, just for the elite few. It's for everybody. And from an African perspective, the poets of West Africa were called the griots. They were the keepers of the history, of the culture, and they put this history and culture into poems, and they did it all by memory, and they knew the history of everyone there and the poetry for that was assigned to different people depending on their heritage and their personality. So different cultures have a varied history of poetry, and so being here at this time that we're in, we're creating something new for us right now. So those people who didn't like poetry, you can start liking it again. You can start liking it for the first time. You can enjoy it, have fun in it, celebrate with it.
When you're teaching people how to express themselves through this medium, How do you introduce them to the idea that this might be a place to say things that you cannot say in other ways?
Well, I actually talk about the difference between literal language and figurative language. And figurative language deals with figures, deals with things, and things you can see, things you can name. And oftentimes, like poetry is a figurative language, we talk about things and ideas, and we're able to visualize them. And once you're able to visualize them, then you're able to create words that create these visual images. And so what I just do is just break it right on down to its components. It's very mathematical, really. Yeah, it's very logical when you break down poetry to its actual components, the elements of poetry, the figures of speech. Once you see what the parts are, most people go, oh, I can make a poem. I'll take a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I recently did a workshop called Poetry is the Pizza of the World. It was fun. It was for the New McCree Theater in Flint. They commissioned me to do this workshop. It was a lot of fun. What I did is I had a plain pizza crust, and I had all of my ingredients. And then I would juxtapose the pizza with making a poem. We're making a pizza, we're making a poem. And so the crust was the foundation. And that's the foundation of the poem is, well, what is your poem going to be about? And then is the sauce, what type of mood? Is it a happy mood? Is it a funny poem? Is it a serious poem? Is it protest literature? So is your sauce tangy? Is your sauce savory? Is your sauce? And so we poured the sauce. I poured the sauce on the pizza. And then we went from there. And I just kept adding these ingredients. And at the end, we had a pizza and that you could bake and cook. And at the end, you have a poem. That you really understand how you created it.
Do you mind reading for us?
No, I don't mind reading for you at all. So this piece, Where Am I From? I was asked to write this piece from Kent State University, and it was in conjunction with Columbia University and Earth Ethics. .org out of New York City. They wanted a writing that intersected the earth and what was going on with the earth, ecology, environmental problems that we're having, along with racial strife, how those two intersect. And so this poem was created, Where Am I From? I am from the blood of fire river, where the strike of friction against rock of flint smokes tongues of resistance, lead burning brains and bodies of the resilient beautiful. I am Flint, Midwest bioregion, where a singing orange canary alerts the world. Meet me where the watershed into Bay of Being, fed by underground railroad tributaries escaping the river killers. Where am I from? I am from the conflagration, the big fire, incinerating the revolving rotisserie globe. They have savaged our bodies and our land. I burn for you, our Brianna. Oh, our Brianna, radiating volcanic social convulsions of African ash. I am from a regurgitating country, trying to grow a conscience in a petri dish, wheezing in the chemical crucible of casual killings as the tide of plastic rushes our veins.
My guest is Samaj Brown. She has just been named for a Poet Laureate Fellowship with the American Academy of Poets. Samaj, what is this fellowship going to mean to your work?
It means that the work actually is going to take place all in 1 year, 2021. It means that I get to actually have a very, very good start to this programming of the Poetry Pod Project. What's interesting, I had already put this work together when they awarded it to me. I was going to do it. I wasn't quite sure how, but I had a discussion with my husband and I said, we've got to do this, darling. We just must. The people must have this work. And I remember my husband, Dr. Brown, he looked at me. He said, really, baby? He said, really? I was like, yes, really. We've got to do this. And so I'm just really excited that this happened, because the first project we're going to be, it's ordinary Flint people creating a poetry gallery. The second project, Poetry Paints, children will be interacting, fifth and sixth graders from Freeman Elementary School will be interacting with art pieces from the Mott Walsh collection. The children will be exposed to the art pieces. The art educator will talk about these art pieces. And then I will help the children write poetry to the art piece, because the art piece is already spoken in its visual language. Poetry Pen Pals, wow, that's fabulous. That's going to be poetry and dance. Students are going to be pen pals with another dance group that's out of Detroit. They will be writing to each other in poetry. And so it's just a very exciting time. These children and these people and the human beings are going to be able to have this. And this is I call this the foundation, because the next year there is additional programming. And eventually programming turns into institution building.
Samaj Brown, thank you so much for talking with us. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice.
Thank you, April. It's been a great deal of fun. Thank you so much.